Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, Julia Fellow and I speak to the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. I love the topic today because a lot of people are going to have time for this as we finish up the holiday break and head into January and February. It was skiing. Here's the conversation. Yes, time for our weekly conversation with the amazing travel secretary. She is Ann Sayers. Hello, Ann.
Hi, team.
Oh, this is such a good topic. I love it. Skiing and snowboarding. And man, we know how to do this in Wisconsin.
Third most ski areas in the country. Amazing. And we have slopes for skiers and riders of all abilities.
And we can also plan a trip with our Wisconsin Snow Report.
Yes. So the recent snow report shows that Wisconsin is open for snow business right now. You can check it out. It is a comprehensive resource that tracks snow conditions. It includes the machine-made snow, because a lot of our hills are doing that now. And using the snow report, you'll discover downhill ski, snowboard hills, cross-country ski areas, and snowmobile trails. And for ski hills, you're going to learn how many runs are open, whether night skiing is offered. That's something people are always interested in. And if they have lessons, a bunch more information can be found there, too. And it's a really good resource for planning your trip. You're going to figure out where you might want to go to eat, hotels you might want to stay at, other activities in the area that you might want to try out. Look for it at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
It is such a great website.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's updated all the time. I love that. Dane County has some skiing action, huh?
Yes, so Tyrol Basin is so much fun. It's a ski hill near Mount Horeb. It offers up to 26 trails when the whole hill is covered in snow, including 5 freestyle terrain areas. They range from gentle green runs to a thrilling double black diamond. I don't even know what that is, but I bet talented people find it very fun. You can rent skis and boards right there at the hill and sign up for lessons for beginners. And families with young kids can also make memories together on the tubing hill. That's where you'll find me. And
me
then
too.
After day on the hill, you can enjoy a fine meal at Driftless Social. This is so cute. You get the atmosphere of this restaurant and cocktail bar in Mount Horeb. It's so great. Start with one of their signature martinis on the menu, maybe savor meals that are an ode to classic Wisconsin comfort food and steakhouse standards.
Yes.
And also, there's an all-around fun at Alpine Valley in Walworth County.
Total winter wonderland happening at Alpine Valley. This ski hill, of course, just outside Elkhorn, it features over 100 skiable acres with a vertical drop of nearly 400 feet.
Whoa.
Alpine Valley Resort, I know. Frequently hosts musicians, of course, as Alpine Valley musicians and bands throughout the ski season for slopeside entertainment. It's an excellent location if you're new to skiing or snowboarding. Qualified and enthusiastic ski school instructors are going to help you get started or help you brush up on your skills. And you can even make your trip an overnight by booking a room in the lodge at the bottom of the ski hill. It's the perfect base camp to unwind after a day of skiing.
That sounds amazing. Right there in Walworth County, close to home. How about Washura County? There's an option there, too, that's pretty cool.
It's Nordic Mountain. It's a ski hill in Washura County. It's celebrating its 50th anniversary this winter. And in honor of the anniversary, they are unveiling a brand new $2.5 million lodge. It has a bistro and coffee shop. They have some new food service options going on and new retail space. And it is a really great choice for those looking for casual riding or technical challenges. You're going to be gliding down a variety of terrains for skiers and riders of all abilities. And it even features a tubing hill and 3 terrain areas, which are carefully designed, constructed, and maintained to provide the very best riding experience.
Skiing scares me, Anne. I want to do it. Snowboarding skis scares me even more. But I really haven't done it for like 25 or 30 years. What I like is in our state, there are options for beginners and options where you can rent your stuff.
But there's really smart and capable ski instructors out there to make sure that everybody has a chance to give it a try. I mean, you know, if it's just not for you, go tubing.
Yeah, or go to the lodge.
And I was just, exactly, the lodge. That $2.5 million lodge, that sounds amazing.
Beautiful.
Also, Granite Peak is really cool and Rib Mountain up north.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. That's where I've done a lot of tubing in.
I love it there also. Yeah, check out the snow report for more ideas because we, like I said, third most in the country. We have so many great ski hills to check out this year.
TravelWisconsin.com, you can get that ski report and a lot of great stuff. Ideas to eat, ideas of things to do with your family. It's travelwisconsin.com. Ann Sayers is the travel secretary, And I know that you are off next week, and we are too on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So have a really great Christmas.
Same to you, Merry, happy, take care.
I love Anne. Such great energy and always such great ideas. I hope you find time during this holiday season to catch your breath, to relax a little bit, to remember what's important and just hang out with your family. My girls live in Dallas and New York, and they're both home for the holidays, and I'm so excited about that. Thank you so much for spending this past half hour with us on Experience Wisconsin. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas season. We'll talk again next week. Have a good weekend.